out is this crackpot modern monetary theory idea, which basically it buys into the notion of the chart that's on the screen, that as long as nominal GDP is less than the yield of the bond market, I'm just using the 10-year here, then it's okay to borrow. I mean, because after all, your economy's going faster and your borrowing rate is lower. It seems like we're almost getting a benefit of leveraging up your economy somehow. The problem with that is it's a completely fallacious argument. It reminds me of that riddle that we used to have in elementary school. They say three guys check in to a hotel. They're sharing a room, and the innkeeper charges them. This is a very old riddle, because he charges them $30. And they each give them $10, and off they go to the room. And the innkeeper then says, hey, you know what? I feel bad. I overcharged them. It's really only $25 rack rate. So he calls in the bellhop, gives him $5, says, return these to the guys. And the bellhop goes, well, there's three of them. I have five $1 bills. And by the way, I should get my take too. So I'll give them each a dollar back, and I'll keep to myself. And the way the rule goes is, okay, so each of these three guys now has a dollar back. So they paid $9 for the room. $9 times three is 27. The bellhop has two, that makes 29. So where's the other dollar? There's a missing dollar. Where did it go? And it's the most ridiculous logic, because it's not 27 plus 2, it's 27 minus 2, because these guys don't have $27. I'll tell you where the $30 is. There's 25 in the till, 2 in the bellhop's pocket, and 1 in the pocket of each of these three men. It's you're supposed to be adding, subtracting the 2 that the bellhop has to the 27, not adding it. But people don't see it. Well, that's what this logic is. It sounds good, you know, to a first grader. Hey, if the economy's growing at a higher nominal rate than the yield in the bond market, there's no problem. What happens when the economy turns down? As we showed from the interest expense as a percentage of GDP chart, there's big lags here. What about the existing stock of debt? Well, what about that? What about the interest rates going up? What about the economy going to -5% GDP over some time period? You still have the interest rate at 3%. I mean, this argument is ridiculous, and yet we're in this weird season, which kind of shows you how out of balance things are, where people are buying this argument. People that actually have PhDs in economics, which is no real badge of honor. I mean, the Fed has like 700 PhD economists, and not one of them knew what subprime was, I don't think, let alone that it was a problem. But this theory is complete nonsense, and yet it's being used to justify a massive socialist program on top of what we have going on here. And I think the scandal today of these people paying for